Because you are in the final takeover days by the elite controllers, it is long past time to recognize your masters. I am only in the information mode, for, of all the things I am not, violent is one of them. You cannot win anything through violence, for you only beget more violence, death and destruction. I'll have to stop and turn the tape.
It's nice. For something like this, it's really good if you feel you can afford it to get your own copy. And don't let this one get away, because we're just starting this. Anytime you watch the news, and just pay attention to the major, major players, and then go look in this book and see where they fit. For instance, Admiral Yates is not listed in here because he's elderly now, and anything that he would have served on, like the National Security Agency or something like that, he no longer would be listed because he's retired. So you'd need pass lists. But you're going to find your ex-Mayor Bradley of L.A., who was a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. Just almost everybody who gets up and is a major focus from your Congress and world rulers will be on those lists.
Knowing is half the battle to freedom, and creative knowing is the answer, not war. Bring the dark-seeking entities into the light of knowing in recognition by the public of their acts and atrocities, thefts and wars, and they scatter like roaches when a light is turned on in an infested pantry. I think that's all you wanted written on this writing.
What did we put at the end? Is there anything at the end? I interrupted almost all the way through it, but what else is new?
Well, you had some discussions about Yates at the end and Mr. Greitz, and I think probably pretty well cleared that up too. So that handled that writing. Was there anything on yesterday's writing you wanted to...
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
I thought I asked you to bring that so you could decide.
Oh, well, I brought it.
I can't remember what we wrote yesterday.
Well, there's a little bit on the FEMA, a little bit on O.J. Simpson. Just a good writing to read someday.
Well, let's read it.
Okay.
We haven't caught up on very much lately, and FEMA's your new lord. And I'm serious. It's turning into a global management team.
I hope you readers will understand our own fragmentation as we select that which seems most important on a given date, a time, an era. In almost all instances, it is required that you look at the many details to catch up with the mainstream of what is coming down. For instance, you will have to realize that the bombed buildings in Saudiland is an exact duplication of the vortex of chaos at Oklahoma City. And that means you're looking at the same perpetrators. FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency. This is one of the New World Order, United Nations-controlled policing agencies of today. Please note that following the bombing in Saudi Arabia, there came the following announcement. Quote, there will be the largest contingency of police and trained guards protecting the people involved in the McVeigh trial. Also, there will be need of thousands of trained troops at the Olympics. Therefore, FEMA will be responsible for those training programs. Read it and weep, America. This is the final takeover. Bank mergers are being finalized. Currency is being slipped in on you in readiness for bigger changes. The debit computer card is now established as the only way to corporately deal in the stock markets, etc.
While we're on currency, let me toss in here one. You see, here's another thing that you ones cannot possibly understand, the difficulty with dealing with these banks that are merging in and out. You pick up the phone one day and you call Interstate Bank. And you think you're calling one place and some nice person answers and says Wells Fargo. And instead of being in Phoenix or wherever you were now accustomed to calling and your bank's in Nevada or in town, he's in Oregon or somewhere. You try to do business with a bank called Imperial. And this has to do with the loans and the gold collateral, etc., which sits in Iron Mountain and so forth. And lo and behold, they're getting completely out of the business. Now, why would they be getting out of the business? Because they are knowing the confiscation is coming. And they don't want to be left holding the bag or losing the gold. So what happens is they shift you off, and fortunately, Mr. Ecker has done his job well, and he knows the people at Monex, which gets to be even more interesting with the other things we have going. So that they will immediately shift over and begin to manage, because they have their own vaults. They're that big. They're that rotten, is what it is. And what are your chances anyway? Those vaults are in Newport Beach. You know. So this requires a lot of planning. Where is it the safest? Where is it the most secure? How can the price of gold be dropping? And everybody just looks at it every day and says, well, it's going down. Well, just pray it keeps on going down a little, but slow enough to let us get into maybe September. Because it's still going to be that the major investment protection is going to be the route we've already established. Buy as much gold as you can and borrow against it or tie it up some way so the bank doesn't want to let it go. And they'll leave it there as collateral. But mainly, everything that you do henceforth in any kind of transaction of that sort is going to have to be done some way through foreign corporations. You're not going to be able to pull off any of these things. Rick and Brent and Court took documents over to Bank of America. And oh, this man, this president of this bank, he funds casinos and everything else. He's very happy to look into this. I mean, it's a $40 million gift willed to you by Herman. Remember? Mm-hmm. Of all the states that were named, which were all of them that would be sovereign states, the only other party named was Contact. That gutsy little paper for $40 million. Well, he didn't know, but if that was okay, you know, he had send it on and they'd check it out and he'd know by the next Friday. That's been, what, 4 Fridays ago? 5 Fridays ago?
6.
6 Fridays ago. And so they get tired by the next Friday and they haven't heard, so they all go over there to meet again with this one and give him the next batch of documents, which are even more fun. Oh, my. Well, he didn't have time. He only had 10 minutes and so forth, and he had sent this all on off to his home office. And that was the last you've heard of that, too, because they are in such a state of shock. And what do we do now? It's all proven up. It's all proven up. It's all public knowledge. And it just happens that our collateral is the same collateral that George Bush and Mr. Benson set up for their clandestine activities and have pulled off like $43 trillion or working on it to get it broken loose. And they had snitched out the entire corporation, you see. Why? It's important. Why, no matter what these enemies come back and accuse us of, why, it's so important that Betty Tootin not take those books. George Bush and his cronies went into Nevada to Del Papa, who was at that time the Secretary of State. She's now the Attorney General for all of her honest law. And they came right in underneath a corporation, named their own name to it, called it the same thing. And they managed to pull $2.5 billion out of Barings Bank. And they blame this stupid little trader over in Singapore. The whole bank fell. Then what happens? The ones who pulled down the bank went and formed their own private corporation and ripped off some more. in Spain or Holland or somewhere. And Rabobank got holding a lot of it. Now that's in the Netherlands. Credit Lyonnais got stung for about $4.2 billion. They will list 2 point something billion. No. This one was so bad that they literally had to destroy the entire bank building to make sure those documents in the paper trail were burned to the ground. And they've done this all the way around the globe. So guess what? It's all tangled in with the savings and loan and the RTC and the. Mr. Bush is in trouble. It doesn't make you feel very secure, though, does it, sitting in this room, knowing that you can single-handedly destroy their world? But I repeat something. They don't have any trouble believing I exist. And they've got to get through me to get to you. So I'm a nice asset to have during these days of confusion. Now, will we work with such as George Bush? I don't care. He snitched it off for everybody else. Let him snitch God a little. On the other hand, it probably won't work that way. And so you take alternative conduits. And probably some of you in this room will get a package that you can share, Paul, with your Greek friend. Know what you're doing, though. We're going to put them out there. And if you find somebody who can offshore handle something, they're going to think they can handle it through the U.S. banks. They can't. There is not one bank left daring enough unless they have the permission of these elitists. And they're not ready to give it yet. They still want to bargain. Well, I negotiate. I don't bargain much. Agreements were made with me for this mission. There are other agreements made in other segments. And relatively speaking, we don't want anything much except to be left alone and able to build enough here that it can be a model, number one. Number two, give you ones a chance to build an infrastructure upon which industry could later be built. In a, quote, new world after chaos and survive. Now, that's not much of a dream, perhaps, but it should be your universal goal. Will we do it? I don't know. I'm going to do it. So when we term we, you put yourself wherever you want to be. I don't need ones structuring my program. I need ones who will help fulfill the program. Because, you see, I don't have to be on your world. Actually, neither do you, but that's beside the point. We're here. And I can come and go at will. It's not that easy for you. So we have to face whatever is appropriate and manifest for us to face. And I would like to get to the point where we can someday speak of those things and not have to continually dabble in these piddling distractions. And yet they have to be faced too, don't they? There's no alternative. And yet by the time this is through, you will have seen that every last detail of even Nevada Corporation use is tested under fire. And Dorma just gets up and says, yeah, but my seat, my feet, everything are too hot. Well, the day in the sun without the burning is coming. We're going to do it. You're going to pull off the coup of the generation. And you're going to do it with some interesting people around the globe, because you can't do it in your Zionist control world here. And And the biggest part of your concern is to pay attention, because when these titans clash, and they are already starting to clash, and they're setting up things like this bombing in Saudi Arabia. It's a typical Beirut bombing, typical Mossad. They're not going to let you alone if they can help it. But if you don't give them much trouble, they're not going to bother to go out of their way other than possibly to help you, because they have too much to confront on their own. They may even allow someone to start a little republic somewhere against the day that you may need to restructure. They're not interested in that. You have the major dragon heads at each other. And if you could look at it with the rather entertainment value that you might gain from it, look at what they're doing. They're trying to distract you with fraudulent aliens. Amen. There's some stuff at Area 51 still in the testing that'll blow your mind. There are mind control methods that don't require any wires, no crystals, no trauma training. That's all obsolete. So how can you know whether or not you are controlled and programmed? And what's the difference? What is the difference, you might ask? Well, you have a choice. Always you have a choice. And that's what gives you heartburn. It's what gives Dorma heartburn, because she knows every time she sits down to talk to me, speak for me, write for me, she has that choice. And God is not force. And so you can see what is going to happen with the Skull and Bone Society clashing with the Khazarians. You see, they've all worked together to get up here to this peak of evil. But who gets to run it? Yeah. For goodness sakes, who gets to get all of it? On their programming. Well, Mr. Bush actually needs us. He doesn't seem to understand his position. He really, truly needs us. He needs the funding he can get by allowing ours to happen. He needs the support he can get, because I will not deal with this other segment of the adversary. So it'll be interesting to see how this flows and is fulfilled. God's in his heaven, all right, and nothing's right with your world. So if you think it is, then you're being fed the wrong information. That doesn't mean anything to you, except that you can know it's wrong information. And you don't have to swallow it. I think that you should be aware while we're talking and before we get back to this subject that the grain crops this year are, for all practical purposes, totally lost. They have managed to do that. And you have no reserves. A 5-day, if you had to go on just total rations, public rations right now, 5 days would deplete everything. The dealer with spelt, they have lost the Canadian crop. There are only 2 truckloads of spelt to be found in the U.S. So it's getting very, very serious. And one say to me, well, do we have time? What else do you have? We'll do what we can. Go ahead, please.
Bank mergers are being finalized. Currency is being slipped in on you in readiness for bigger changes. The debit computer card is now established as the only way to corporately deal in the stock markets, etc. Your grain crops in the U.S. and world are all but a total disaster. Oh, indeed, you are in it. It certainly doesn't matter that you might not believe me, but you can and should believe the signs, for these are your times, not mine. If you only follow the bouncing ball of the local diversions and efforts to destroy our work and presence, it is enough, for the adversary gets more and more forceful in efforts to destroy and conquer. O.J. Simpson. One of the more brutal clues to the control of media and citizens was shown clearly at O.J. Simpson's home night before last. He hosted, allowed to be held at his home, a fundraising party and dinner to raise funds for abused children, gang alternatives, etc., etc. And what happened? The Zionist feminist elements came forth on their marches and stand-ins and flapped about it, being obscene for O.J. Simpson to participate in such horrendous activities. Why? O.J. was acquitted on all charges of wrongdoing. In the recent past, it would have been a mandatory sentence from the court to have such an accused person to be mandated freedom, and the system would help him get a job, become stable, and attend his responsibilities. There were even instances where the punishment would be to do exactly this sort of community service. Not so now. The Zionists bellow and wallow in their lies and ferment. It is a very, very sick world in which you find yourselves experiencing. Is O.J. guilty of considering murder? Well, he certainly probably is now. How dare I bring Zionists into this discussion? Because you'd better attend your religious studies. Zionists are not just Jews who disagree, readers. They are a faction of serious intenders to the control of the world. How much do you know about the people in the games taking place as we write? What do you know of the current CIA as a for instance? Well, it has been totally taken over by the Mossad-trained Mishpuka crowd of Israel. And please note that the FBI was dispatched to Saudi Arabia for this bombing raid. What is the domestic FBI doing in Saudi Arabia? Could it be because the FBI offers troops and policing to the international controllers? Ah, yes, indeed. That is exactly what has happened while you slept. The FBI are the troops of the Attorney General of the U.S. and totally under her control and orders. She, Janet Reno, Attorney General of the United States of America, is not even a paid employee of the United States. She is a salaried employee of the International Monetary Fund of the United Nations under Zionist law. You are supposed to believe otherwise, just as you are supposed to believe the Federal Reserve is federal and on down the line with the private corporations. Of course, it is difficult to, in all the confusion, hold to what is really going on. It can be compared to, right in your dooryard, with opposing thought memories. I can't help it if you choose to be the only one who can't remember things like site agreements. It is strange that everyone else who would lend funds here knows about them and honors them. This is close enough to home to be understood far better than the Federal Reserve System. Is it further responsible or irresponsible fiduciary behavior for officers and directors of a corporation to try to stop a corporation destroy pronouncement by an embezzler? No, we do not buy the sad stories of singular put upon while every effort was made to get the parties free of the entanglements, and they just go right back to the attorney of their choice who took and used their payback funds. A corporation threatened with receivership, informal liquidation in George Green's own words, is required by law to respond and defend, period. I note that in rebuttal a sentence is underlined but somehow not responded to.
That's referring to this, so you guys are going to have to get your copies and do whatever you want with them.
Quote, George Green did not offer to pay. Well, we see that he has now promised an individual to get back your singularly important split for dancing with him in his continued march through the courts, if clues be acceptable. I suggest, however, that it will not be in full, because George Green has never in his life been casually generous, it appears. Thank you, adversaries, for being such attentive readers, although we find you on no list of subscribers. I am going to once again remind these parties who continue to pronounce evil upon us. Built into George Green's now called Ponzi scheme was at least a doubling in the price of gold to be adequately covered in loans to the Institute prior to removal of funds. Emergency consideration or payback plans would always be considered. $40,000 that Leon Fort allowed Abbott to take as part of that payback plan proves the good intent of the Institute. Green claimed to be the businessman of the age, and he explained the plan. We have found that he is not the only one who embezzled while an officer and director of the Institute. So did Mr. Innes use his position to garner personal funds and equipment. I don't know what anyone else might call these indiscretions, but it seems a bit less than ethical, at least to me. I suggest that the more recent demands and rebuttals be offered to whoever wants them, but the contact does not belong to our adversaries, and Dr. Young and staff will decide what is run in the paper. Oh my, we've talked about the rest of it. I can look at the end. Nope. Well, the last paragraph's kind of fun. May we be given strength to act in wisdom, our own journey to accomplish. May we not be distracted by the distractors or their deceptions and distractions. As we are personally attacked, we tend to back off on our own work in order to lick our wounds and never mind the rest. No, that is not acceptable. We can make a difference if we continue to walk in light, always toward the light, and consciously keep to the path toward Creator. Names called are meaningless. If you know your own name and intentions in the place of God, of that wondrous perfection in light, if someone tells you to avoid moving toward the light, beware. In these days of chaos, what you don't know will most certainly hurt you. Salut.
Thank you. Do we have any earthquake reports or any readings, anything to share before we take a break? We truly don't have to stay all day and all night every time.
Commander?
Yes.
I can make a brief earthquake report. And we were given contact, a good writing from Asa Sananda, the spiritual message.
We need it. We need it.
Yes.
I'm sure that you feel the presence of Jermaine here also, just fidgeting to get this microphone away from me. But he's still in the doghouse with Dorma. She hasn't forgotten US&P yet. But that's all right. This is his celebration time. I don't know why your flags are red, white, and blue. They ought to be purple, purple, and violet. But that's one fine patriot, and he's my compatriot, and I am pleased and honored to know him. And there's some receiving coming along from him, and you need the spiritual input as receivers began to accept their responsibilities, because that's the way it begins, with the spiritual growth that allows the receiver to come up to graduation time and up. And I'm just really honored, and I don't want to call names and embarrass or anything else, so let's just move on and thank you. I want to acknowledge that.
Okay, I'll just make a very brief earthquake report, and I might even ask Ray Bilger to fill in a little bit here, because there was an interesting fellow who's been annoying the geologic community for some years now, who has correlated earthquake activity with such things as how many dogs are missing, how many want ads there are for missing dogs in newspapers, because there's a strong correlation. Obviously, the animals know ahead of the people, and particularly ahead of the geologists, when earthquakes are about to happen or when the stress fields are building in certain geographic areas. And he's annoyed them by the USGS geologists quite a few times by predicting earthquake activity. And I would merely, at this point, I asked Soltec if there was something he wanted to say, and I get kind of a terse response back because he is so busy with, you have all the facts in front of you, and I've given you all the lessons that you need. And what he means by that is, if we just walk through this a little bit, as Commander said, the Clash of the Titans is going on. We all know the shuttle is up right now on one of its most extended missions. There have been a number of rockets launched from Vandenberg and other places. We had a cold wave, an odd cold storm, come down over the entire West Coast, and now all of a sudden we're into an extreme heat wave. There are three major forest fires occurring down in Los Angeles, Riverside, and Ventura counties. The temperature skyrocketed. Therefore, we have a large thermal effect, just like taking something from the freezer, a piece of glass from the freezer, and putting it in the oven. So we have the full moon. Right now we have the highest tides of the year going on. Those vibrations being bashed into the coastal areas. So what would it seem like to you is the likelihood?
Well, it seems like you have complete and total attack against your shield, which I find interesting these days. I don't think any of you around here could be missing it. And it's holding also, so that's good news. It's serious.
Okay, so there is a great deal of earthquake activity and volcanic activity. In the past week, the San Francisco Bay Area activity has escalated tremendously, as has the number of smaller quakes in the Los Angeles area. Now, the USGS Southern California Seismic Network has a three-day map that they put on the Internet, which they put a cutoff of 2.5 magnitude quakes. And the reason they do that is because a great deal of the activity has been slightly below 2.5 magnitude. So when you look at this map, it looks extremely unalarming for a three-day interval because most of the quakes aren't being shown, only those above 2.5. Well, when you look at that particular map for this past week or three-day segments over any given day this past week, there's a great deal of activity. That means that the average magnitude of the quakes has now shifted up above 2.5 magnitude, meaning they're going to have to move the cutoff up higher if they want the map to look like nothing's going on. Now, there's a major slew of activity that's moving from the Northridge area and creeping its way up over the Santa Susana Mountains up towards Gorman, Lebec, and towards us in kind of a northerly direction. And that whole cluster is we could call it further fracturing in the Northridge area. The area that Commander asked us to pay attention to along the Elysian Park Fault, which is a major fault underneath downtown Los Angeles, that activity has increased tremendously in the last week. And the area around Palm Springs is absolutely atrocious. There's no longer any triangles or anything down there. It is just one big mess of dots all over the entire, what they call the Mojave area in the earthquake maps. But let's just call it an area centered around Palm Springs. So we have indications in Northern and Southern California. We have over at Mammoth a great deal of increased activity. I don't even know. I think I was told there was a volcanic alert out on the news again this past week because of the level of activity in the Mammoth area. So those are enough indicators to say, are we on alert? And what Commander may mean when he says if we can hold things together long enough to get through the next couple months. That doesn't mean we'll have a quake in the next few days, but it means that the activity is quite high. Now, I'm going to ask Ray to talk for a minute about this guy who was on Art Bell's show Friday night, and then I will read a writing from Asu Sananda, which we received from a receiver this week.
Well, the only thing that I would add was I had difficulty getting the reception on the radio on Friday night when Art Bell had retired geologist Jim Berkland on, and I couldn't really get the first couple hours from 11 till 1 o'clock, but I did record it after then. I'm going to try to record it again tonight, the first couple hours. But he takes into consideration a lot of other things than just the geology, the phases of the moon and the movements of all the animals. What Ed had mentioned about the missing dogs running away up into the mountains. But he said that he said that he was 85 to 95% accurate on his predictions. And as of midnight this past Friday night, he put us in an eight-day window that goes through next Saturday, July the 6th. And he felt that we were going to have, it seems to me it was a magnitude 5 or 5.5 earthquakes in the Los Angeles area, San Francisco, and Seattle area.
And beware. And let me give you a clue how you can really know that you better beware. There is a motion picture that they plan to come out and release on Independence Day called Independence something or other. They have moved it up a day. It's released up a day, and now they've moved it up another day. So what's going on? Just use those clues to guide you by what you do. Go on, please.
that was about all there was on that. I'm going to try to get the first 2 hours again tonight when they repeat the program.
Okay, and I'm reminded to also add a few other things that were happening locally here, which Commander may not be in a position to comment on other than circumspectly, but I would call to your attention the for the last couple of evenings, there's been a tremendous amount of pulse blasting you've heard, plus pulsing of several of us. I felt under strong attack, and a number of us have been hit hard. And there has been, we have noticed in the evening, in walks in the more mountainous areas, a haze, a very curious kind of low-lying haze, coming up from over the hills in the direction of the Northrop and Lockheed underground secret facilities. And those of you who live in this area will notice it's very convenient that Tatchby Mountain Park has been closed by quote-unquote plague. So that's a little closer to these areas and these facilities than is my residence. I can look at it from, and they can't close my residence. So I'm trying to say there are hints. Plus, in the daylight yesterday, there are animals, not usually out, deer wandering around on the streets around my house, way down the mountain from where they should be, and not in their nocturnal habits due to activity going on over the hills and in the step-up of the pulse system, the grid system. So there are several things going on even locally here which are indicative of the larger scene. And so whether we actually have an earthquake or not, we might thank the hosts for their work in patching and holding and gluing things together long enough to get things accomplished. But as far as are we overdue, if I show you the Pacific Plate earthquake map for just this past week, there is activity around the entire perimeter of the Pacific Plate except where it meshes along the coast of North America. So for this retired geologist to say to expect activity in Southern California, Northern California, and Seattle is a very good statement to make on just general grounds, because we are well, well overdue. And we're living in, from day to day, in a very thankful state of not rocking and rolling so far. So that's all I want to say. What Tonios wanted to say was, you have so many clues now, if you just look and remember his previous lessons and look at the clues, you can tell when we're on alert and when we're not. And here it's even easier, as Commander says, between the Khazarians moving the propaganda movies up to suit their timetables, or something as innocuous as KNX Radio in Los Angeles putting their little commercial in saying, and when you feel a shaker, always stay tuned to KNX Radio, blah, blah, blah. You know that we're on an earthquake alert, a planned earthquake alert. It's very easy. They tell you right there. So with that over, I would like to read a writing that we are titling The Greatest Awakening of Mankind Ever on This Planet. Be at peace. It is I, Jesus Ananda, one with Creator God. I come in the radiant one light of Aton. There is much turmoil and confusion this day. The clash of the would-be kings and rulers of the world is heating up. Much blood shall flow as a result of this great conflict. You want me to start over again?
Technical world.
Please.
Isn't modern technology
wonderful?
He
thought you'd never ask.
Okay, this is a writing we received on June 25th, several days before Commander's comments today, but it is certainly appropriate to our discussion today and some food for thought. It's from Jesus Ananda, and it's from another contributor to the contact. It is titled The Greatest Awakening of Mankind Ever on This Planet. Be at peace, it is I, Jesus Ananda, one with Creator God. I come in the radiant one light of Aton. There is much turmoil and confusion this day. The clash of the would-be kings and rulers of the world is heating up. Much blood shall flow as a result of this great conflict. For many there shall be overwhelming fear as they seek to understand that which is happening around them and to them. Be not concerned, for did not God give unto them both eyes to see and ears to hear? And yet even more important, a mind to reason with. all shall be responsible for themselves. Blessed are the ones who receive, who hear these messages, for you are the ones who have awakened to the greater truth, that of higher consciousness. And there's a parenthetical comment at this point, this being one of the days when all of us heard the blasting around here and there was much pulsing going on. A parenthetical comment, Raisu says, "My scribe, there are great efforts to stop this communication. Be persistent at keeping your light shielding in place. Nothing of darkness can persist in the radiance of Aton's light." Good, let us continue, please. "There is a great need at this time for we of the hosts of God to have these messages spread far and wide. As the physical earth changes, begin to heat up, there shall most likely be an interruption of the distribution of these writings. Therefore, you ones who receive the contact shall have need for basic instruction, for in as much as you may think that you are prepared, let me assure you that you are not. No souled being can go through this type of experience without feeling great pain and sorrow. The loss of life shall be great. You ones who call upon the light for protection shall have it. There is far more that we can do for you ones when you directly call upon us. When ones refuse to believe, we must honor their choices too. Many a good person shall not survive the physical assaults thrust upon you ones.